Like actual cats, like yeah. You throw my cat at me.
I was teaching you defense. You never know when someone's going to throw a cat at you, so you're welcome.
I had this cat named Fluffy. It was a big orange cat. It was like Pacho.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Anime Summit Podcast. It's your favorite bitches again, but we are minus a Nick this week again. So please, everyone tweet at him and say, where are you at, you bitch? I'm your favorite host. Well, one of your favorites, I hope. I hope I'm your favorite. Sam, the bomb. And with me, as always, is the lovely Danny.
Hello, everyone.
Danny Cannoli.
Danny Cakes.
Danny Hootenanny.
Danny Hootenanny. Danny Ravioli.
And with me today for our main topic, I have someone very special. Okay, before you say anything, listeners, because I know you guys are yelling at me right now, is that had nothing to do with the fact that this guest is my cousin or family. Because if that was the case, he would have been on a long time ago. Okay, this is important. Okay, this is important to
this
me.
This is super important.
So this is my cousin and my brother, my big brother, Mario.
Hello.
He is on here today to talk about anime and how it was back in the day and how he got me into anime. And there would be no Anime Summit Sam if it wasn't for Mario, okay? Because I would not be into anime as much as I am if it wasn't for Mario saying, oh, hey, I got the DVD copy of this, so here's the VHS version of it, and then just giving me the VHS.
Right. You're welcome. Yeah.
Thank you. No, seriously, yeah. I still have them because I like to watch.
Those were wonderful Christmases, by the way.
I remember I got Tenchi Muyo and Tenchi in Tokyo on damn near all the volumes, and Mario wrapped it in the shape of a cross. He wow. taped all the VHSs together. I was like, oh, cool, a religious gift. It's fucking stupid. And he was like, no, just open it. It was hilarious.
Praise be the anime gods.
Yeah.
Tenchi Muyo was actually my first manga that I purchased when
really?
I was like 12. Oh. Yeah. It was called No Need for Tenchi.
Yeah. No Need. That's what it was called. No Need for Tenchi. So my cousin Mario's on here. Anyone who's a friend of me is a friend of my cousin Mario. So there you go.
I'm everybody's cousin. You call me.
So we're just going to.
Like my cousin Vinny.
Basically. Yeah,
my cousin Mario.
The two Utes.
What?
The Utes. Did you say
Utes?
Fred Gawain as the judge, dude. It was so fucking funny. So we have a light news week this week because, you
Thank
know, whatever.
Again.
But we're probably going to end up saying this twice just because this episode's going to come out like afterwards, like after the normal schedule. But Isao Takahata passed away. Right now it's April 9th when we're recording this, okay? So
it happened over the weekend.
It happened over the weekend, and I think he was 70.
He was...
Oh, 82.
Wow.
Isao Takahata is a Studio Ghibli co-founder, okay? And we just finished up our Studio Ghibli series, but he was the one who directed and wrote Grave of the Fireflies only yesterday, Pompoko, my favorite, and my neighbor, the Yamadas, and he also did The Tale of Princess
Kaguya
in 2013.
That's beautiful. I hadn't actually seen it, but man, I saw that trailer and that was crazy. Like, you know, that's some of that old school animation that you really don't see anymore.
Yeah.
And that was beautiful.
It literally it felt like you were like reading a storybook, like a children's storybook. That's
yeah, it wasn't like, it wasn't because it's based off of old Japanese folktale, so it wasn't like super amazing, but just the spectacle it was.
Yeah.
Was like visual wise.
Enjoyed it. I enjoyed watching that one. So
excuse me while I dedicate the rest of April's episodes to Takahata-san.
Word.
I love you, dude. You gave me a lot of childhood stuff. You made me cry a lot, and all that shit. And you made me happy and laugh. You made me laugh at raccoons' ball sacks. That was pretty funny.
That became parachutes and
and carpets and gliders.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you lived a long time, and I think that's great. And
he lived a great life. He really lived a great life, and his his legacy will be known forever through his movies and his film.
Right.
For sure. For sure. So this one's for you.
Yeah. And the all those people that are going to come afterwards that will see his films. Because that's one of the things I love about anime and films is that, you know, it's not just about we watch these and it's amazing, it's great, and we just love them. But all these people who get inspired and then they'll go off to do their own thing too,
yeah,
or be animators or make movies or whatever. So
yeah, it's like they'll come around, they'll be like, oh, I saw this film, that's what made me want to get
into
film.
Last episode, I kind of like, I had like a little bit of like a mind blown moment because I mentioned that, you know, the generation that Sam and I grew up on are getting a lot older and like a newer generation is coming into play, especially in cartoons. So,
sure,
like, Steven Universe, there's, like, some references for Spirited Away and all that kind of stuff. So it's, like, really strange, especially for me when I see something like that. Like, in a kid's cartoon, they're making, you know, anime references and people don't even know it.
Yeah,
that, like,
right,
you know, for people who don't watch anime, so.
Well, sure, the, or, like, the My Neighbor Totoro reference in Bob's Burgers.
Yeah,
that was hilarious.
Yeah.
But it was a big turkey and not Totoro.
Yep.
It was a Thanksgiving episode. But anyway, kind of then there's another piece of news saying that what's his nuts? I forgot his name. Oh, Taika Waititi is still, he confirmed with sources that he's still working on a live action Akira, or he wants to make it happen. Now, I know we've talked about live action anime movies on here before. I don't want to say any more of it, okay? If you want to hear what I have to say, go listen to the Ghost in the Shell episode.
I mean,
like, yeah, with Black Critic Guy was guesting on that episode. I actually went and saw that with Mario, actually. So like,
yeah,
I still haven't seen Ghost in the Shell.
Mario, if you can, really quick, in like a minute or 30 seconds to say it, what did you think of that movie?
One thing I will say that a lot of stuff and like a lot of the visuals stayed really true to the anime, which is always fantastic because I don't ever think that you should have to reimagine some of the things, especially if they're like classics. You just need to bring them to another audience. You know, you just need to, like, a lot of people will see this because it's got Scarlett Johansson in it. And, you know, people are just going to see it for Scarlett Jo alone. And but there's one thing that really bothered me about the whole thing, because the spectacle was beautiful. I mean, the animation, the effects were great. But they didn't stay true to the whole idea of the ghost in the shell. It was more like, hey, let's put human brains and human minds and psyches or whatever into machines and everything.
Transhumanism and all that.
Right. And not the idea of these compiling of like extra data and stuff that to make a new artificial life form. You know, that was really cool. And that's what the whole Ghost in the Shell was. Random bits of information coming to make something new.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
pretty
it was
good.
All right. 5 out of 10.
Pretty good. I love that. If you want to hear what me and Black Critic Guy have to say, you can go to our youtube.com/animesummit. You should go subscribe. We are on Google Play and iTunes, but the following weekend we're also on the YouTubes. And I've been watching that subscriber number crawl up there, and we're about 400 and some change away from 2,000 subs. So if you get it to 2,000, I will give you a prize. I will give 5 people prizes if you get it. I'm saying it right now. Bitch, I will give 5 people prizes if you share that shit and get it to 2,000. If you get it to 2,000, I will have a boner. Anyway.
You're not going to make me wear a dress again, are you?
No. That was one time. That was
one
so
time.
I didn't feel alone going shopping. Because, oh, man. And then follow us on Twitter, please, at Anime Summit. And then you can tweet at us all the funny memes and hentai pictures and stuff like that. And then on the Twitter description and in the YouTube video descriptions, there's the link to the Discord. So you should come there and talk to us and talk to Danny and talk to Nick and everybody else and Koka sometimes when he's awake, but he's in Korea, so nobody knows where whenever he's awake. That being said,
he should be awake by now.
Actually, he's probably just waking up now, probably eating some ramyun because he's po. But so, of course, in true Anime Summit fashion, we always have the guests. Whether they're new or a recurring guest, we have them pick the waifu of the week and husbando of the hour. So let's get into it. Mario, what did you pick?
So I'm going to go a little old school, and maybe this is a little new school too, and it's actually kind of creepy now that I think about it. But Asuka from Evangelion, you know, even though she's like 14 or whatever.
In the third movie,
I mean,
she's
like
immortal.
Yeah, or whatever.
But she looks like she's 15.
But in my defense, I was like 16, you know, when I first started watching Evangelion and everything. And you always love, fall in love with that, you know, strong female character type that, you
tight
know,
stomachs.
Yeah, that helps, you know. I'm not bad. I'm just drawn this way, you know.
Okay, Jessica Rabbit.
Right?
Thank you. Oh, I love Jessica Rabbit.
Does she count? Can I pick her now? I want to change my answer to Jessica Rabbit.
You can do whatever the hell you want,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is your episode.
Fun fact, me and Mario met Tiffany Grant, and I can't find the picture of it anymore. But
I have it if you want to tweet it out sometimes. But, yeah, it's like that's how much I just
loved.
Yes, please
share it with me.
Loved her. And she even actually did at the time when people actually did, you know, voicemail messages, she did mine and everything. She's like, oh, you're calling Mario's phone, but he's a real loser, so I don't know why you want to call him and stuff like that. And it was just really awesome.
Yeah, she left
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
She left a message as Asuka, yeah. So, like, when you called it, yeah. But then, like, when Mario was looking for a job, he had to change it.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Gotta be professional.
That sucks. Yeah, that happened to me, like, when I started to, like, you know, become an adult. My voicemail was like this stupid little like song from Bless the Fall that they did at the end of
which song?
One of the albums. Purple Dog on a Sunday afternoon with my yellow duck, his name is Pooh.
Yeah.
I like to feed him old dirty biscuits because I like to change. I forgot.
That was when Craig Mabbitt was in the band, right?
Yeah. That was like an extra song that they did after like one of their songs. So
it was like a hidden. It was like a joke.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Where it's a pay for like 15 minutes before you get to it or whatever.
Yeah. So Mario, do you have a husbando?
I mean,
or did you not think of one?
I didn't think because I was trying to think. It's like, you know, you chase after the girls, you know. But anything from like Macross Plus, Isamu Dyson. You know, and that you're gonna hear that a lot from me tonight because that is like, if I had to pick my favorite anime of all time, it's gonna be Macross Plus, and for many reasons. So Isamu Dyson.
Okay, fine.
Fine, be the way.
Fine.
Fine.
bitch. Anyway, so let's get onto the main topic. Here's the reason I brought Mario on here. Okay, so everyone, calm down. Smokey, shut up. So here's the reason. Okay, so Mario, when I was a kid, okay, for the holidays, we would go over there, and Mario needed, you know, he was always like trying to keep me and Sudi busy. So he would put on, if we weren't playing the PlayStation, I don't know how he did
Legos.
That. He would rip PlayStation games and put them on DVD-R, CD-R somehow, and we would play those. Or we would
No, I wouldn't. That's illegal.
They were the actual games. Yeah. He would keep us busy by putting in. He's like, hey, watch this anime. This is a cool show. You guys will like this. You like Dragon Ball, right? Here, watch this. Because, you know, when I was a kid, like, and I've said this before, like, I watched Dragon Ball and Sailor Moon and Ronin Warriors on, like, UPN and, like, and WB and stuff like that back in the day. And Mario, obviously, was into anime, into all kinds of anime. So we would go over there, and he would just put it in the VHS, and we watched Photon, Generator Gall, which, like, I've mentioned before. I mentioned Generator Gall in the show before. And that's how I got into Nadesco, and that's how it became, my like, one of my favorite animes of all
time.
Your
obsession.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, my background right now is actually, and on my phone, is Captain Eureka Misumaru.
Yeah.
Blue-haired waifu. But, like, so the reason why I wanted Mario to come on is because, you know, now, like, Danny will be like, Sam, read this manga. Sam, watch the show. And I can just get on my computer, on my PC, and just type in whatever. And I go on Crunchyroll or whatever, go on Daisuke.net, and find it and watch it. You know what I mean? So, like, it's very easy to be, like, for Danny to send me a clip of a show on Facebook Messenger, on Snapchat or whatever. And I can just, I'm at Trisha's parents' house, but I'm going to watch this clip real quick. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
Back in Mario's time, it was very different. And, it's not like Mario is like 60 years old or something. It's like
no,
Mario's,
I mean
not
I'm not
old.
Young anymore, unfortunately.
No.
But you know, it's young in heart.
Yeah. So where I used to, or where Mario used to get anime, or that I know of, is he used to work at a place called Suncoast Video at the Burnsville Mall, and Burnsville's where I grew up. And we would go there, and if my parents go to JCPenney or some lame ass store like that, I would hang out there with Mario because I wanted to watch anime. I didn't want to fucking try on shoes or watch my mom try on shoes. So, like, that's what I did. Or I go to the arcade.
So I was the babysitter even when I was working. So.
Yeah. He would let me sit on the counter, and he would put on Street Fighter Alpha, the movie, and I remember buying it to that day after watching it. But he probably got in trubs. Anyway.
I did once. Let me tell you. There was one time I was playing an anime and everything, and it was like this one scene with this girl, and she was like a holographic projection. But she wasn't naked, but she also wasn't wearing any clothes. So
she wasn't naked, but she was.
Yes. She was digital. It was fine. Like she, and then my boss, for whatever reason, decided to come in the store that day. And he just like, I see him look at the TVs in the front of the store and then look at me, look back to TVs, come in the store. And he's like, turn it off right now. And I'm just like, yeah, whatever. And then like, I turn it off and I was like, man, I'm surprised I did not get fired that day.
Thank God for that.
Right.
So I guess we have a set of questions, but before that, Mario, why don't you go ahead and say, like, in anime summit tradition again, we always ask new guests their favorite animes, what your first show was, and what got you into it, and your dislike, like the anime you just or a franchise you dislike.
Sure. So one of my first animes that I ever watched was Robotech way back in the day. Robotech. And I'm actually, Robotech.
Oh, my God.
And if anything, I'm actually a second generation anime fan because it was my brother actually who got me into some of this stuff too. And he kind of fed that kind of fun of anime and watching shows and taking me to movies or whatever. So Robotech was really the big thing too. And then back in the day on Sci-Fi Channel, they used to have oh my God, Midnight Anime. I can't remember what it was called, but they had this Midnight Anime block where they would play Vampire Hunter D, Akira.
I watched Armitage 3.
Armitage, yep.
And I watched Fatal Fury, the motion picture on that.
Yep.
That Midnight block. I remember that.
And there's this one, like, you know how Fantasia was, like, the Disney Fantasia was broken into different little shows, whatever. They had something like that called Robot Carnival. And it was this wonderful, like, just culmination of like all these little shows about robots and like, you know, just fun things. There's have you seen it somewhere? It's called
saw the opening, the first one where it's like that big huge robot like
Sandcrawler. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's great.
And there's this one like episode or like part of it where it's like this American like genius or whatever comes over to Japan to fight with his giant robot. And he's just one person controlling this entire robot. And then a Japanese robot is like this big wooden thing, but it's controlled by like five different people, like the old Sentai, like Power Rangers kind of thing. And they're like trying to like see what he wants, and they can't translate his English because he's speaking through a microphone. And but it's just fun, really good animation, like that old school, like I would say, animation.
Yep, there was about eight different directors and about five different writers. And and the music was done by Joe Hisaishi, who does a lot of Studio Ghibli. But one of the directors of note is Katsuhiro Otomo, and he did Akira. So,
oh, there you go.
Yeah, so you guys should watch Robot Carnival. It's legit. Anyway, yeah. Go ahead.
And like I said before, one of my favorite shows was, as I started watching anime, was Macross, and anything from Macross. I mean, again, Robotech was three shows put together, and then Macross was the first part of the Robotech show, and it kind of made just like a different story, but Macross alone continued on in Japan through Macross, the movie Macross Do You Remember Love, and then Macross Plus was the one after that, and it was just this huge leap in like animation. Like they took tons of time to do this, and they did research and everything to get the plane mechanics right and the like aerodynamics, and it's just a beautiful anime, and it feels very much like a story. Like, because a lot of animes have a standard story, and they kind of feel, I don't want to say the same, but you can tell it's an anime just because of the story sometimes. But Macross Plus very much feels like an American, more like Top Gun kind of like show, rather than, like, it was almost pandering to American audiences a little bit more. because it wasn't very stereotypical. And maybe that's why I liked it so much. And it always stuck with me because, I mean, I've always been a big plane aficionado and, like, somebody who loved planes and everything. And the fact that they can transform into robots makes it even better because, you know, it's the right. big robot, and who doesn't love that?
Right.
But more recently, and I think I showed you Summer Wars some. And
you did.
I watched it, and I told you, like, you have to see this. Like,
I bought it literally right after, and that's how I got into Mamoru Hosoda.
Yeah. He's fantastic. And, like, I hadn't watched anime in a while, or at least I wasn't as constant as it was, because back in the day, it was like I needed this constant influx of anime, or I wasn't right in the world. And Summer Wars was, like, kind of my revival back into anime, just because, one, Summer Wars has got that wonderful family dynamic.
It's so beautifully animated, and the whole family aspect of, as, like, the movie progresses, is really heartwarming.
Right. And you learn a little bit about each of the family members, how they're connected and everything, yeah. and how he wants to be in. It's like, for him, that's the greatest thing ever, because his family's never there, and they all band together, and that's the biggest thing. It's like, family sticks together, they fight together, and they had that common enemy, and it just...
And even though the kid, the main guy, wasn't really family, they treated him like it, because yeah. it was just like, you're a part of this now, you're going through this with us, that means you're family. It's like,
right,
it's legit.
And yeah. And one reason, like, I was thinking of this movie too, is because there's not many times in my life that I've ever watched a movie or an anime where I literally stood up and cheered for someone, like, and it seems such, like, a cliche and dumb, but, like, I was so moved by him having to do the calculations in his head, and he's pushing in the keys as he's going, getting the bloody nose, and then, like, and everybody, like, oh my god, he's doing it in his head, he's gonna die, like, it's just this wonderful last second, you know, countdown, and yeah, it's beautiful, it's just beautiful, I love it.
So, I love Summer that movie. Wars.
Yeah. Anybody?
An ex of mine who I dated, he actually gave me that movie for my birthday, so, and when I finally watched it, because I never seen it. I never even heard of Summer Wars until he gave it to me. So, and when I watched it, I was just, like, blown away from beginning to end. And
right. Then, it's just nonstop.
Yeah. And then at that time, I was living with my uncle. And he was like, my cousin, I want to say he was about 5. Or
my cousin Mario?
Or 3. So... and I showed him Summer Wars, and he fell in love with it too. And, like, he, every time he wanted to watch something, like, anime related, he would come up to my room and say, Danielle, can I borrow some movies? Can I borrow Summer Wars? And I'm like, yeah, sure, Patrick, go ahead. So,
and that's what makes it really good too, is that it's so universal. You don't have to, like, know.
It's very, like, anyone, you can, like, anyone can watch it, from, like, little kids to 65, 80-year-old people. So
right. Yeah, because my girlfriend now, I've showed her some anime, and she hasn't really watched a lot of anime and everything. But she, I was like, you've got to watch this. It's like, and she just, again, she just pulled you. Everybody, whenever they watch them, they pull something from their own life, their own experience. And that family dynamic, again, just is such a big thing. And she's like, you can love it for that alone.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need to know anything about anime.
Yeah. That's kind of what... when Marnie was there was for me, like, that really touched me, because my grandmother passed away around that same year. So when I found out that, like, Marnie was what's her name again? I forgot her name. Anna. When I found out that Marnie was Anna's grandmother, that, like, hit me home. So I was just like, oh my god. And the guy that was with me, who watched it with me, After the credits were rolling, he's all like, are you okay? Because, like, I started, like, wiping, like, tears away from my face. I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, you know, this just reminded me of my grandma. And he's like, oh, my God. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
So. Yeah. When Marnie was there, Mario was one of the last Studio Ghibli films.
Oh, okay.
It was not directed by Miyazaki, but.
Was it his son or something?
No, it was the guy who directed... Mary and the Witch's Flower.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, his son did Tales from Earthsea and one other one, but
Yeah, I never saw that one either.
Tales from the Sea is not good. It's
not good?
Because it's based on a book. A series of books, and it's just like...
Books are dumb, that's why.
They adapted it too straight up, so it was too boring. Like, they didn't...
Okay.
They didn't fit it for the big screen, you know what I mean?
Wait, right. What are you talking about? I'm sorry.
Tales of Earthsea.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I kind of liked it, but it wasn't like an oh my god moment kind of thing. Like, this is the best movie, like that.
Sure.
It didn't really like set in stone for me. Like, it was good for what Miyazaki's son did, but he can definitely do better.
Sure. So Mario, now what's your dislikes then?
So I know I'll probably get a lot of flack for this, but Gundam has always been has always been like the bane of my existence, and not because it's necessarily bad. Again, I fell in love with Macross and everything first, and they're always like the rival. They're always like the opposite to Macross, and Gundam always got so much more attention. And I just, like, got so angry for it, you know. And I'm like, no, everybody needs to be watching Macross. And it's honestly not even Macross's fault because of this whole litigation with Harmony Gold, who owns Robotech and also owns Macross here in the States.
Fucking Harmony Gold, dude.
Right. And we can't get any more Macross here, so people really don't know how great it is and everything. I also, again, I liked how a little bit more realistic Macross was. And, the stories were just a little bit, I liked a little better, you know, the whole, the idol and the guy protecting the idol. And there was music too. And Macross is a lot about music. And that's what I always loved. And it always had really good music, especially, even the Macross Delta that I did not like as much had great music to it. So there's always something, you know, they went a little too much to the idol side of it. But again, Gundam just seems like, I don't want to say convoluted, but it's just they have these really cool mechs and everything, but they always, I don't know, they always push too far on like that suspended disbelief and everything, and I'm just like, I don't really like it, even though I love Big Robo, and it's just, it's weird. So
right,
Gundam.
So I think even though that is our anime summit tradition of what do you like, what do you don't like, whatever, that's already kind of like, we're already kind of in the main topic a little bit, which is Marma. my cousin, my big brother, Mario.
The longest time he couldn't say my name. That's why I said Marmar. No, I'm just kidding.
Marmar.
Yeah. I just call him that now because it's fucking funny. It's like,
I don't even know where you came up with that. Like,
I don't either, but it's funny, so shut up. Your name is Marmar. It's your name from now on.
Forever. Legally binding.
Legally binding. So I think you kind of already said that, like, that was Robot Carnival and Macross. Those are the animes that kind of made you, like, get into it. Like, obviously, like, were they weren't your first, though, right? Or what was your first?
Because
technically my first was, like, Dragon Ball and Sailor Moon.
No, I really do think, you know, Robotech was my first and everything because our brother.
Because of your brother.
Yeah, but, you know, Transformers, the 1984 movie wasn't really, or 1986 movie really wasn't anime, but man, it was that next step up to like animation that when they take the time and they do things like movies and everything and push a little farther, that was like American anime. And I was really hopeful, but American like animation now is just too, or has always been, you know, episodic and just too much like, let's put as much as we can out so we can sell toys and so we can sell advertisements, you know, where anime was this wonderful, like, it was a story. They just chose animation as their format, you know, like they were just trying to tell a story, and like, and it was a little bit easier to do, like, obviously special effects in a movie back in like the 80s, you know, they're not that great, you know. But with anime, you could do anything. You could literally do anything that you could draw, you know? Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's why a lot of people liked Avatar, because that was not that kind of cartoon. That was like, you had to, you know, it went in order. It was a story.
Right.
And I think that's why a lot of people like Steven Universe, too, now, because Steven Universe, even though that can be episodic, there's a progression of story.
Right.
in Steven Universe as well. But,
although it kind of worries me with like Steven Universe. Steven Universe is great. I love Steven Universe, but like, is our attention spans that horrible that we had to only get 11 minutes of a story every time? Like, I just feel like they're just trying to, like, you know, kind of put little snippets out where, like, you know, Steven, if you watch the whole episode of Steven Universe, like, if it was like half an hour, I feel like you'd do more with it, but I think it's not supposed to be such a story filled like thing. It's just supposed to be like, let's watch them do fun things for a little bit, you know?
Right, right. But. So definitely Macross then. That's like,
yeah, Macross, the movie specifically, because,
do you remember,
you know,
Love?
Do you remember Love? Yeah, the first movie that came out, because it was basically just like a retelling of the 24 episodes or whatever it was for the season of the TV show. Because again, it's like when you just take the time to make a movie, it's just so much better, you know, and
yeah,
there's so much more detail and everything and just smoothness of the animation and all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, those were definitely like one of the big ones. And what was it? I can't remember what it was, but like when they were advertising like Akira and Vampire Hunter D and, you know, those kind of things on Sci-Fi, it was like animation like you've never seen it before.
Oh my god,
and it was,
I remember like, that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember
yeah.
that. Sci-Fi did that. Fuse TV did that. They
sure.
had like a little anime hour or whatever. Stars did it as well. So,
see, I didn't have all that when I was a kid because I was
that.
Poor.
I'm so sorry.
Just kidding. You weren't poor,
I was a rich kid.
Yeah, but I wasn't. My parents weren't trying to pay $89.95 for all them extra shiz.
I know. You get a pair of bunny ears and you get whatever you can get in.
Yeah. So I mentioned earlier that Mario worked at Suncoast Video. So Suncoast Video was a video store, like, you know, because back in the day we had those.
Yeah.
You can specialize. now we have like Best Buy, and you can get movies at Target and Walmart or whatever. And but back then we had like Suncoast Video, West Coast Video.
We had Sam Goody.
Now we still have FYE in the Burnsville Mall,
well,
where Nick lives. There's still an FYE there, but
where I'm from in the great Northeast, there is no longer an FYE. It is very rare that you will ever see an FYE. In the New Jersey, New York area. So.
The last time I was at FYE, they have a whole wall of pop figures, which is awesome. But they have a shit ton of anime and a bunch of clearance anime, which is great. But their like main anime section is like all like Attack on Titan, Tokyo Ghoul, mainstreamy stuff.
So it's like a Hot Topic with anime.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, Hot Topic's main anime
or,
stuff is,
I mean,
Tokyo
with DVDs.
Ghoul too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but yeah. So, like, at Suncoast Video, is that, like, mainly... I know that's where you got a lot of your anime from, because I have the VHSs that still have some of the Suncoast stickers on them.
Seriously?
Yeah, they have the price tags on $26.99.
Oh, my God,
for a
yeah.
VHS tape with three episodes on it.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That is like, the DVDs were $30, too, and, like...
Oh, yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah.
I still have some T-shirts that I purchased at Suncoast.
I have a plush face hugger that I got from Suncoast, and I'm never giving it up because it's amazing. And the fingers like can like mold them, so you can just like wrap it around your face and sleep.
They have like wire in them,
yeah.
So you can like adjust them. Yeah.
I have I still have a Cowboy Bebop T-shirt and an I Love Anime. Oh no, is it I Love Anime? It's either I Love Anime or, like, it says I Love Anime, and then in, like, parentheses it says Otaku underneath. Those were my two memorable purchases from Suncoast, along with, like, some DVDs that I got there as well.
Sure. I got VHSs, and I got two Gundam figures there.
Yeah.
Gundam Wing. They were Gundam Wing. One was Gundam Ultron, and the other one was Gundam Heavy Arms Custom. It was legit. So, I mean, other than there, where you got your tapes and DVDs at the end, I'm sure, and then you got manga there too, right?
Right, yeah. They started selling that. They actually started selling New Type, the American version,
yeah,
first at Suncoast. And I legitimately have, like, a bunch of those New Types. So if you want to give a nice prize, I got them. here they're like in pretty good condition. You can give them away. I'd be willing to donate to you guys so you can give it as a prize.
Oh, dude, awesome. Super. That's awesome. You know what though? Don't give away the one. Fun fact: Mario was actually in one of those.
Oh right.
Magazines.
So when I used to cosplay a lot back in the day, they, you know, there would be photographers for New Type, and they would go around conventions taking pictures, and I just happened to get one of them because I would buy the magazine. I'd be like, where am I? What's the conventions? Okay. Is it? Where is it? Where am I? like looking for
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I wasn't in this episode. But yeah, that was, it was just kind of nice. And then I'll keep that one, of course, forever. But,
so I guess my question is like, so like a lot of, people who have Crunchyroll accounts, you know, now they can watch Japanese animes, even if they don't come here to America. You know what I mean?
Right. It's super easy to get anime nowadays.
Right. And now Netflix is even hopping on some of those. Like, you know, we know this is not going to come to America, so let's hop on this one and get
right.
it on Netflix. Violet Evergarden, by the way, is now on Netflix, people, so you
yeah.
should watch it. But so how did you do that, though? Like, if there was an anime you knew that wasn't going to come here, how did you get a hold of them? How were you able to watch those?
I mean, there's so at the time, there was this whole group of, like, anime copy VHS copiers. Like, they would actually, and if you know anything about VHS, like back then, when you make copies of copies, the quality gets worse and worse.
Yeah, it goes down. Lions and the fuzzies and
right. And I have happened to get like a VHS copy of End of Evangelion through somebody who actually worked with at Suncoast, because he had connections somewhere. And he's like, oh yeah, here, it's $25 for this VHS and this like janky like plastic, you know, shell and like a photocopied cover. And I got it and watched it. It was almost unwatchable, but like it's the only way I could see End of Evangelion at the time, because there was no DVDs, there was no, like, they weren't bringing it over. It was like, you know,
because it didn't end and you wanted to see it, you know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I actually have End of Evangelion on tape as well.
You probably have the copy I have, or did I, is that the copy I gave you?
Yep.
Yeah, so, yeah, you know what it is, that little...
My Death and Rebirth copy is also one you gave me, too.
Nice.
Yep.
But, so, yeah, I mean, that was one of the only ways that you could get it and everything. eBay was another great source, but, man, those prices were always, like, super high.
I think eBay
up.
Back in the day was a little more janky, too.
Yeah,
right?
That,
like,
too. You don't know who you're sending your money.
It was still new at that, like, just started, so it wasn't as efficient as it is now.
Right. Mm-hmm. There was no PayPal really either
yeah.
at that time. And like, you'd be sending money off hoping that you get something, like, you don't know. And but yeah, so that was another way that you do it. Conventions back in the day were another big way to just see anime, because they would have viewing rooms of all this anime from fan subbers and people who would like digitize a lot of the footage and then sub it and everything. And that was like a great reason to do conventions, because there you could see stuff that you're not going to see on a normal basis. So me and a bunch of friends would all go and we'd watch like everything. We'd just like be hopping, like we'd stay up all through the night watching anime in these little rooms with these other nerds like us, you know. And it was just wonderful because it brought us together, because we all knew we were all there for the same reason. You know, we're all here just to watch anime, and we knew this was the only way to really get it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I love conventions, like going to conventions just for that and just to like talk to people. So even the past convention that I went to, it wasn't an anime convention per se, like how New York Comic Con is, where it's like both American comics and anime combined, where it's like a 50-50 thing. It was more on the American comics side. So, but I love to support the artists, like at their artist alley. And I just so happened to like become really good friends with one of the artists that was vendoring there. So that was like a good thing for me, because I'm new to South Carolina. So, because I don't have that many friends down here. So I'm just all like, meh.
I don't have any friends.
That's what the internet's for. Everybody comes to you. You don't even have to move.
I know.
Yeah, and anyone who's a friend of me is a friend of my cousin Mario.
Right. But you're right. I mean, that's exact perfect reason to go to conventions. You know, it's like that like-minded people. Just we're gonna find, you know, the people who'll get you.
Yeah.
But again, like I said, back in the day, it was also like this wonderful place to get a lot of Japanese merchandise that you can't get anywhere else, you know? I have art books from like Tenchi Muyo and El Hazard and all these things that, yeah, you can get on eBay now. I mean, I'm sure it's really easy. I mean, you can find...
Yeah, anything that it was so hard to find in the 90s is probably most likely super easy and you can get it off of Amazon. So.
Right. There's a seller somewhere.
Now it's probably expensive as shit, though.
Yeah. Like, or they have, like a different edition because, you know, they tend to do that.
Deluxe edition,
yeah.
500.
Yeah.
Turbo, plus two. Alpha. The movie, the game.
Second coming.
Five. Revengeance.
Revengeance.
Revenging the Revenger, the Revengeance. Five. Part one.
Redux.
Redux.
Yeah, Redux. Oh, man.
But I mean, they're so smart, though, because back in the day, when you're a kid or whatever, or you're younger, you have tons of expendable cash, and you can just, like, they'll drain you dry, you know?
Oh, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, that's
so
even
Mario,
today.
Like,
they'll drain you dry even now.
That's why I don't go to conventions anymore.
Because now, now it's even more like they're draining you dry because now there's like the little portable credit card swipe thing. So,
oh, right.
Yeah,
square,
the little square. The you put it on your phone.
Yeah, everything's electronic now. So now it's even more easier to.
Hey,
you
Mario,
want to
go upstairs?
Take my money.
Isn't the dealer room upstairs? Yeah, then no.
No. I'll stay over here. Well, for a long time afterwards, I mean, going to conventions was just cosplay and, you know, get that attention or whatever, but...
Yeah, well, Anime Detour just happened here in Minnesota, and...
My niece went to it for the first time. Sorry, I just gotta say that.
Really? That's
like,
awesome.
My niece Kia, she's like 11 and everything.
Did she really?
Yeah, her dad took her and everything, and then, like, we're getting pictures all through the night, like, she's sitting next to Black Panther, T'Challa, and everything, and she's just geeking out and everything. It's
oh my God, it starts.
What does she dress up as?
She wasn't dressed up as anything, but she saw T'Challa and the Black Panther, and her name is Nakia. And in the movie, Black Panther, there was that one girl called Nakia, whatever.
Right,
so it's about the same way. So she's all like, yeah.
She's like freaking out.
Yeah.
You have the same name.
But that's how it
that's
starts.
That's amazing.
You know?
Dude, Nakia is so fucking, like, she's a little badass. Like, she she has no fear, that little girl.
Right. Crap for anybody, but go ahead.
Mario took me to Anime Detour for my first time, me and my girlfriend at the time.
I broke
In 2005. And we went on the last day, so like there was just like a lot of stuff that was already... Because it was cheaper.
The last day is usually where everything goes on sale.
But the dealer room was sick, though. I was like, I've never seen that. Like, back in the day, I used to go to Mario's house, and he would have all these figures, and I'd be like... Whoa!
Get all this stuff.
That shit ain't at Target or Toys R Us. What the fuck? Like,
I got my connections.
And Mario had all these. Mario had like all these models, and he had this Mega Man X figure that I was like, oh my god! Oh, actually, it was a model I think that he put together, and it was amazing. It was every time. Now, like, you know, I can get on like AmiAmi or eBay and find stuff. Like, I have a copy of Super Robot Tyson on Super Famicom, and I got it for $6. You know what I mean? Like, I can just it's one of the ones that's not as rare, but
sure. But still, I mean, you got on Famicom for God's sakes,
right? So back in the day, you know, like that stuff was like when you went to a convention and you saw the dealer room and people had all this Japanese stuff, you were just like, "Fuck yeah, cool! This is awesome!" Like, you know, I can get it right here. That's how my brother got Kingdom Hearts Final Mix because the first Final Mix wasn't available here. My friend Chris, you remember Chrissy. Like, dude, shout out to Chrissy. She bought it for my brother. She was just like,
really?
I'll buy it for you. She paid like $60 for it. She was just like, I'll buy it for you, Sudi, because I love Sam, and Sam's amazing, and I'm just going to buy it for you because you're Sam's brother. And he was just like, okay. Yeah, dude, she was cool with that. She did a lot of stuff.
That's what
like
happened
that.
With some of my figures that I got at the previous con down in South Carolina.
But they're just like, they'll all buy for you?
It was like just, no, not even that. I don't even have a brother. I'm an only child, so. But my friend that came with me, you know, the first day we walked in and he's all like, all right, because my birthday is in the same month, so my birthday passed by the time the con was there. So, and he's all like, okay, so for a birthday present, I'll buy you anything that's here. And I'm all like, oh, okay. Like, I like straightened up
that's
and everything.
Dangerous.
Yeah, that's yeah. Fine. I was just, in my head, I'm like, oh, no. Like, you shouldn't have said that. So, and there was, like, this one area where I got, like, these really cool steampunk goggles. And he was going to pay for them. I said, oh, no, you're not going to pay for these. You're going to pay for something else. He's all like, oh. And the vendor was all like, oh, she got you there, man.
You're so, just like, I'm gonna take advantage of the situation. Yeah, 100.
And there was another. We went to an artist, and I wanted to pay for like two pins or whatever, and I was pulling out my card, and he had cash on him, so he just gave the guy cash. I'm all and I was like, God damn it, in my head. And I told him, I was like, this doesn't count. This isn't my birthday present.
Yeah, I was going to pay for this.
So he's like, okay. So
Mario, you say you used to cosplay a lot, right?
Yep.
I fucking know that. I'm just asking
for
the viewers.
Yeah, you ask it like you didn't know.
Yeah. Oh, Mario, I don't know you, even though you're my family, yeah. Would you say going to conventions back then, even when you took me that first time in 2005, is different than going now?
Yeah, so the last convention I went to wasn't like an anime convention. It was Wizard World that was here in Minneapolis. And I don't know. Like, after you go so many times, it kind of loses the mystique. And I think also anime, like, again, conventions have kind of lost that, like, appeal a little bit, at least for me, and ideas, like, you used to go there to see things that you can't see. Like, it was very much, I mean, yeah, you can still meet people and get together with people you know and just have a fun time. It's just, like, a big old party. It's great. But it's not as special as it was when you were younger, because you're still riding that high. You know, when you were younger, watching anime and everything, you just want to consume as much as you can. And you get to a point where, like, you're just, your taste changes, or, like, you know, you're looking for something specific, or you've seen a lot of stuff. Like, not to harp on any anime now, but some of the stuff, and this is with anything, honestly, like with movies and everything just gets recycled after a while. You know, just there's a loop, and you'll see the kind of same things. And I can only watch so many, like, stories about some boy in high school who gets superpowers or whatever, you know. It's just, and then you just kind of hang on to those things that were special to you at the, when you first started watching it. Not that, again, not that things aren't great. It's just that you get a little more choosy, you know. And so conventions they're kind of hard for me to go. I totally will push people to go to them, because, like, you've got to experience it. You've just got to see it once. It's just fun to people watch, you know, and see all these really cool costumes. And if you ever can cosplay, I mean, just the attention you get is just such... Yeah, you become what they call it, like, a cosplay whore. You just kind of, like, you just want, or a photo whore. You just want to get people to take your picture, because it feels so good to be validated and to get, like, that attention, you know. So
hell yeah.
I want to take one day at, like, I wanted to, my cousin, because when I lived Mario? With him, not my cousin Mario, my cousin Patrick. I was the one who got him into video games and, like, anime and stuff like that, and drawing, and, like, how he is today. So, and there was a couple of times where I went to New York Comic Con, and the one year that New York Comic Con decided to change their ticket system, where now they don't have 4-day or 3-day passes anymore. You have to buy the passes individually now, which is really
lame. That's weird.
Yeah, it's really lame, and it's like 10 times more expensive. So, and around that time, my cousin kept telling me, like, can I go to Comic-Con with you this year? And in my head, I'm all like, oh my God, I really want you to come, but it's so fucking expensive right now, and I don't know if I'll be able to do that. So
you're Patrick's Mario.
Yes. Yep. I am Patrick's Mario.
Yeah. That's amazing.
There can be only one.
There can be only one.
So Mario, now we're gonna get into the funny questions that Danny wrote. Okay.
Okay.
These questions will probably either make my listeners think you're amazing or they might fight you.
That's a lot to put on me.
Danny, you want to ask?
Yeah,
these?
I'll
go
ask
ahead. You wrote, because these are good. Like, I was like, oh shit.
Okay, so the first one is, what anime character would you say has the same personality traits that you do?
Oh.
I'm trying to think of how I view Mario as what anime character I would view him as.
Yeah, no, and like you can like immediately like I start thinking about the cool characters that you really enjoy watching and everything, but like then you, if you seriously think about it, like I'm nothing like that. I just want to be like that or whatever. you know who I always admired and everything was Kaneda from Akira.
And
Tetsuo!
Tetsuo!
Just because, like, he was kind of like, I won't say I was a loner in high school, but I was just kind of kept to myself. And he had his little, like, biker gang or whatever. But even though, like, he really didn't like Tetsuo, he was still part of the gang, and he would do whatever it took to, you know, protect him and everything, even when he was going, like, crazy blobbish and, you know, and everything was going to shit. He was always like a really fun character, and you know, I would do a lot for my family. I would do a lot for my friends, and that's always important. And to go back to like Summer Wars 2, family is always really important.
Yeah.
But to say like that I'm like any of these anime characters, I don't know. Like, cause you can see, it's kind of like one of those things where you can just see parts of people in certain characters, or like, you know, parts of yourself or who you aspire to be and everything. And, I don't know. I definitely would say there's a lot of characters that I really admire and aspire to, but to say I'm one of them, that would be hard to pick, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think Mario's like Kenshin Himura. Because like
man, that's a lot. That's
he's like really compassionate and like really, cuz Mario is like the kind of person to me anyway, and to anybody who's friends with Mario is like like, if I got up at 3 a.m. and I had a nightmare about something, or I was scared, or I was going through something, if I ran over to, like, where he lived right now and knocked on the door, he would open it for me and let me stay there. Like, for whatever reason. Because it doesn't matter what time it is for me. You know what I mean? Like, it never has. So, like, but then, like, and he's funny. He's also hilarious. That's another thing.
Haven't I proven that already? Thank you.
Yeah, okay. But also, like, Mario gets serious when he's supposed to. But he would do it in a more calm manner at first. And then Mario's kind of like, if you push him there, then he'll go there. You know what I mean?
Right.
Kind of. That's what I mean by it.
You made me cry, man. That's really nice of you. Thank you.
A little soft spot.
Do you want some tissues, brother?
Well, because I'm the youngest of my family. So I never had, you know, younger brothers. I was always the youngest of my family. And
you were. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was too.
And when Salmon, his brother, came around, it was like they were like my little brothers, you know, and like I got to have fun with them. I got to teach them things, you know. I got to show them the things that I thought was cool, and you know, see
and
how
break
they
our Legos
and break your Legos because you didn't build them well,
and throw cats at me.
Learn about engineering,
like actual cats. Like you throw my cat at me.
I was teaching you defense. You never know when someone's gonna throw a cat at you, so you're welcome.
I had this cat named Fluffy. He was this big orange cat, and he looked like Pacho, except all the black parts were orange. And he wasn't declawed, and Mario would just be like, "Brown!" Like,
oh my god, that's so terrible.
Shit was funny. No, it was hilarious. But I would say, like, I guess Mario can't pick an answer, so I answered for him. My bad. But
that's okay.
I mean,
but I can't be objective, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's the same thing with me. Recently, a friend of mine told me that I reminded him of Toru from Fruits Basket. Because
Yeah, but you also love Fruits Basket.
Not shut up. That's not even
Shut up.
You are kind of like Toru from Fruits Basket, actually.
Like, I'm very selfless. I make sure that people have what they need if they need help. You know, I'm
you're kind of momish like
I'm
that.
I'm a very I'm very mom. I'm always on mom mode, especially with Trevor.
Yeah, Trevor in the Discord, yeah.
So
the next question,
The next question is, do you think you'll ever stop watching anime?
No. I mean, it's just, it's one of those things, like,
it's kind
of
like a dumb question,
right, like, because, well, you know, you watch anything that's good, like, anything that is, that inspires you, that moves you, like, I had stopped watching anime, like, religiously, probably back in, like, 10 years ago, maybe, it weaned off,
or
you know,
so. Yeah.
Yeah, and you just, because, I don't know, you find other things to do, you know, I started writing, you know, or I
definitely fell out of it.
Yeah.
I think we all did. Like, there's usually that one point, that certain point in your life where it's all like, okay, like, I need to get my life rolling. So, like, I need to start, like, doing right. something else for a change. Right. Like,
well, you know, like, obviously, because, like, throughout the episode, we talked about how Mario consumed it.
Right.
Back then when he was really into it. And Mario listens to my podcast. Because he's awesome like that. But, yeah. like, I've been trying to get him to watch other things, but now I'm just trying to pick the things I know he'll like.
Right.
And I'm also trying to pick things that I know that he'll watch with his girlfriend, because she is, like, really, like, for just anything Mario wants to do, which is amazing. She's kind of like...
She has her own mind. Let's just put that out there. It's just like...
Yeah,
like,
yeah. She's kind of like Trisha in that way, where she'll be like, oh, what do you do? What is this? Like, I want to... What are you watching?
Right.
It's like, oh, okay. And I'll show it to you, or I think you'll like this. So I think they just watched, or Mario just, I don't know if she watched it with you, but they just watched Made in Abyss.
Oh, yeah, we watched it together.
Oh, my
we
God, I love that.
Just
I love that show.
Destroyed us. Like, no way were we prepared for those last, like, two episodes.
Yeah,
and I'm
I
just
know.
Like,
yeah.
What
yeah.
the hell?
That yeah. was, like, that was a real curveball that they did. I was just all like, whoa.
Right.
They that brought in. You to places that you probably didn't want to go.
Yeah.
like,
yeah.
And when you can be, like, that mood and everything, like, and when you see it coming, too, and I'm like, no,
yeah.
don't do that, like, and immediately, like, and, you know, the funny thing is, not to give spoilers, but when Midi died or whatever, and it didn't even get me, like, knowing that was going to happen and I was leading up to her, but when you saw the blanket and all her favorite toys and everything, and she was in the middle, that's what just, like, set off the tears. And I'm just
yeah.
like, my God.
Yeah, because it looked like a funeral.
Yeah.
It looked like a pretty funeral, which is kind of sad. Like, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, and that's what I'll search for. That's why I'll never stop watching anime, because I know there are going to be moments like that throughout them. It's just I got to be a little more choosy because I don't have as much time anymore either, you know.
Right, So, what anime was better than you expected? There's another one Danny wrote.
One of the things that comes to mind right away is Photon. And it was this anime that I just picked up out of a whim. Like, because when we get shipments at Suncoast, we would just get these, like, boxes of anime, and we had to go through them, find out what genre they are, and then we'd always separate the anime, and I would be, like, the first one
oh
to get through
God.
There. So
I remember seeing a clip of this show. Sorry, I looked it up. And
no, that's okay. It's like, and it's one of those things where, like, I bought it and I held on to it for, like, a month or two. Like, I just, like, oh, I want it sometimes. Oh, it looks kind of weird. But because I used to, like, just buy anime. I didn't care what it was. I would just buy it.
Yeah.
And because I got the discount.
You
so I'm saving money.
And not
money.
Only that, you would judge a book by its cover and be like, oh, this looks cool. So I'll buy this.
Right, right. So anybody that says you don't judge a book by the color of cover is lying. So, yeah, I saw it, and I'm like, oh, this is kind of interesting and everything. And it was just one DVD, and it was six episodes, and it was like an OVA. And I finally watched it. My brother was over, and I was like, hey, you want to watch some anime or whatever? He's like, yeah, sure. And it's like, oh, I picked up. I've been meaning to watch this. Just watch this. And then we just watched it straight through, and it was, like, super funny, like, just not typical. We still quote it to this day and everything, and there's these little minions that they have, and they're called Papa Chan was the name of the guy, but they're called this is gonna kill me. Okay, but anyways, there's just little minions and everything, and there's like they all had numbers and they look exactly
Pochis?
The same. Pochini? something like that.
I'm reading it right here. Yeah.
Yeah, Pochi. Yeah, and they were just funny because like it was ridiculous, so off the wall, kind of like a Furikuri, and this was before Furikuri, and it was just so ridiculous, but it was so full of like just love and heart at the same time, because we're like, Furikuri was like funny and just ridiculous the whole way through. This was like funny, ridiculous, but it had that element of sci-fi and just like a warm relationship, and the ending always kills me, and it's just so funny. And I won't ruin that for you, because if anybody gets a chance, it's like one of my personal favorite animes I've ever seen. Like
when we went over there for Easter, we watched the first episode of it, and then we had to go upstairs and eat. But yeah, it was, he's the guy, the main character, Photon.
Yeah.
Photon Earth.
Yep.
He's like ridiculously strong. And the weapon that he carries around is not really a staff. It's more like
it's an I-beam. It's like literally like girder from like a building.
An I-beam. It's a pillar. Yeah. It's like a thinner pillar. But yeah.
Yeah. And he's got like these superpowers and everything. And so does his friend, who she can like stop time. But like they don't know why. And they explain it all later. But they just like do all this stuff. And her whole purpose is just like to go meet this like troubadour, this like singer and everything, and she's stolen like ancient relics and stuff like that, and he's got to go back and get her, and they're like childhood friends, and it's just fun. It's like, I can't say enough good things about it, but it's just ridiculous. And yeah,
six episodes. So what anime describes your life is the last question.
Again, I think we've touched upon this a lot actually. Summer Wars, again, is like really, I can't say enough good things about it. Again, that's definitely was my revival back into anime. And
for sure.
I was just like, oh, they're doing like these awesome things again. Like, I felt like when I first started watching anime again, it was like, this was amazing. Like, is this what it is now? Like, because I had been out of the scene for a while. And but I think also, again, it just touched a part of me, because I come from a Hispanic family. Some's, you know, half Hispanic, half Asian and everything. And those, sometimes a lot of those families are very interconnected that way, you know. And we, my mom was taught us, you know, family first. You gotta focus on that and everything. And the way they banded together, like, is something that I always hope that if I ever have a dire situation, if I ever have anything, that those people will be there for me, and that I'll be always be okay, because I have a support group, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, I mean, that describes anybody's life, I really think. But if we want to talk about like what I wish my life was, again, it goes back to anything like Macross or anything like that, because that's just super cool to me. Any sci-fi stuff, I'm a big sci-fi guy. That's what I always look for, you know. And I always feel like there's never enough sci-fi stuff. There's always a lot of fantasy, you know, but we could do with more sci-fi stuff, I think.
Okay, Mario. I think I had a lot of fun tonight, and I kind of...
You think you had a lot of fun?
I think maybe I should bring you on here more often.
Anytime
anyway,
you want me, man.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good. So here's the thing. I always try and let our guests know, or let our listeners know, where the guests, where they can find you. So, like, if they want to bother you with questions or anything else, or if you have anything that you want them to subscribe to or follow you on Twitter or whatever, go.
Oh, so I'm not big on social media, but I do have a YouTube channel, Studio Revive. I do, I play a lot of Final Fantasy 14. I've actually made a few, videos, like I'm doing like a little story videos and everything. I haven't done some in a while, but I'm looking to get back into that. Following a character named Kimani. It's kind of fun. It's kind of off the wall. If you want to see what I look like in real life and in cosplay, you can. We do a little flash to a live action thing there. But yeah, you know, I'm always around. If you need to get contact with me, you can talk to Sam, and he can always get a hold of me. So
I can. I know where he lives.
He has a direct line right to my brain.
And there you go. So that's there's Mario. I wanted to bring him on because
before,
I think that's...
Before that, what anime do you
Oh, yeah.
Recommend?
Before, what would you recommend to people listening?
Other than the stuff I've said so far, some of my other real, like, all-time favorites are, like, Alhazard is an old...
Oh, God, I remember seeing the comic books of that at Shinders.
Right.
And I never read it.
It's kind of like... God, it's hard to explain. It's like, you know, being teleported into another world and having special abilities in that world. There's this one... So the main character gets teleported into this world, but also his teacher and his best friend and his, like, rival enemy gets teleported in there. And his teacher, who drinks a lot, he gets these superpowers when he's sober. So, like, he can run really fast and, like, pick up rocks and, like, super strong. And that's his superpower. Another girl can see past, like, illusions. And, like, it's just, again, another one that's fun. It's almost like the Tenchi Muyo kind of, like, feeling to it, but...
This is basically Konosuba before it was Konosuba.
Sure. Basically.
Konosuba kind of more makes fun of, like, SAO, though.
Yeah. Alhazard, Read or Die, if you ever seen that. It's a really good one. Movie's great. TV series is pretty good, too.
The movie is still my favorite out of the movie. Yeah.
Any of the Macross stuff, especially recently. I mean, Macross Delta was kind of whatever, but Macross Frontier, the two movies that they did, were they basically recap everything in the TV series, so you have to watch the whole TV series. Great stuff. Oh, geez. I mean, I have tons of anime, and I actually gave Sam a bunch of them just because I had too many that I knew I was never going to watch ever again.
Yeah, I sent it on Snapchat to Danny. I was like, look at all this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I got all this from Mario.
Whoa, what is all that?
Be jealous. I knew I could just, like, write off a list if I actually went through all my, like, DVDs right now. Wolf Children, I'm sure, like, in all his films, you know.
I love that movie. Movie is, like, my soul. wolves are my spirit animals, so, like, that really...
For sure.
And not only that, I have, like, a really close bond with my mom, so, like, that like,
right,
hit me even harder, so I was just all like, oh, it cries. Why?
Right.
That movie fucked me. I fucking love that movie.
I love that movie.
So basically, Marmar, anything you said during the show and then your recommendations now is what you would...
Right, yeah, definitely. I'll give you a list later, and you can tweet it out or something, and you can say this is my list.
We'll put, that sounds like an awesome idea.
So we'll put Video Revive link in the description below, so go check that out. Give a sub if you want. And then I'll put Mario's list of recommendations in the show notes as well in the YouTube description, so then you can... look at those and put them on your plan to watch on your My Anime list. Mario, thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for hanging with us.
Yeah, of course.
Sorry Nick wasn't here.
No, I would have made fun of him the whole time, and then we wouldn't get anything done.
I mean, I don't think Simon or I would have minded that at all.
No, it's been great. I mean, I really appreciate it, guys. I'm always at your disposal if you ever need anything in the future. So you guys are great. I hope you continue doing this, and thanks for listening.
Yay!
Thanks, Mario. I love you.
I love you too, man.
So, everybody... y'all know what it is. I've been your favorite bitch, Sam, and your other favorite bitch, Danny, and the unstoppable old school and new school brother from
another,
like,
mother?
Another mother, but it's like my aunt, so it's like still legit.
So it's still family.
So it's still fam. Yeah. Mario, Super Mario, not Super Mario.
Super Jumpman Mario.
He likes to eat the poisonous mushrooms. I don't know why.
I'll be fine. Just give me a few hours. Just, you know.
And we've been the Anime Summit Podcast. Bye.